Can't lose time. A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, and Israel of Cherry Hill. Today's Daf, Shabbos, Daf Nun Hei, 55A, pagination, page 109. But we will start from the bottom of the previous page. So it's Nun Dalid Amid Beis, 54B, pagination 108. 6 lines from the bottom. We said yesterday that this cow that had the decorative strap between its horns was not owned by Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah himself. We said it wouldn't make sense to say that he has one cow that wasn't meeting the halacha. He was a very wealthy person. And that this one cow that was under discussion was the cow of a neighbor. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah should have objected to the Shabbos violation, and he didn't. And therefore, the Mishnah records it as if it's his, as if he was the one who did the offense. The Gemara continues. Actually, we did the piece that I just described, and we can actually start from the last 2 lines of the page. Third word on the line. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa said, Vahani Devei Resh Galusa, the people of the family of the exilarch, the people in charge in Bavel, similar to a king, but he didn't have royal power, but he had certain powers. Nitfusu al kulei alma. You think it's nice to be powerful, but everything gets blamed on you, because everything that's done wrong that you could have objected to and could have done something about, it becomes their fault. What does the pasuk mean? Hashem b'mishpat yavo im zikne amo visarav. Hashem will come in judgment to the elders and the nobles. Im sarim chatu. So the nobles, we know they get out of turn sometimes. But zikene machatu, if they're elders, which is zeshekano chachma, it's referring to sages, righteous people, what is Hashem coming in judgment to them for? Ela Eima, what does it mean? Al zekeinim shalomichu besarim. The elders didn't object to the behavior of the nobles, and therefore Hashem comes in judgment to both of them. Comes in judgment to the people who did it, and comes in judgment to the people who should have objected and should have tried to stop it. The Gemara continues with a fascinating story, which we'll see is quoted elsewhere as well. Rav Yehuda of Yosef Kamei de Shmuel. Rav Yehuda was sitting in front of Shmuel. Now this is, if we're paying attention, it's not just names, this is the famous Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda in Shas is always quoting in the name of Shmuel. Asoya hi itzo, while he was sitting there, a certain woman came, Katzav Chol Kamei, and started screaming in front of him. She had been wronged, and she wants someone to do something about it. And Shmuel did not pay her any attention. Amale, Rav Yehuda, his student, said, Lo sava lamar, doesn't the master hold of the pasuk? Otam ozno miza'akas dal gam hu yikra velo ya'ane? A person who stuffs up his ear from listening to the person who's downtrodden, so he also is going to call and not be answered. Mida keneged mida. You listen to somebody who's downtrodden, then Hashem listens to you when you're downtrodden. Right? The famous Ramon Hilchas Tzedakah, that if we give tzedakah to the needy, then when we call to Hashem, Hashem listens to our needs. So Rav Yehuda tells Shmuel, your behavior, like, what's going on? Amalei, and Shmuel answered cryptically, Shinina sharp one, Reshach Bikrivi. Your head, your mentor, your leader, that's me, is going to be in cold water. We're not going to get punished. Resha de Reshach, but the head of your head, Bachamimi, he's going to get hot water. He's going to be in big trouble. Ha Yosef Mar Ukva Av Bezdin. Because Mar Ukva is the Av Bezdin, he's in charge, he's the head of the court, and she'll call to him, and he's going to be responsible. So again, Rav Yehuda is the student, Shmuel is the head of him, and Shmuel declares, I'm in cold water. I have no problems. But our mentor, collectively, the head of the head, that's Mar Ukva, he's the one responsible. Dichsiv, Beis David, Ko Amar Hashem, Dino Levo Kemishpat, Vitzilu Gazom Yad Oshek, Pentei Tekei Shchamasi, Yuvaro Ve'emechabe, Mepinu Ruwa Ma'al Alehem. The house of David, which is the legacy even of the Reish Galusa, was from the house of David. Hashem says, you need to judge, you need to take the person who's stolen from and do right for him. The person who someone else is withholding money, you need to do right by them. And therefore, Shmuel washes his hands of the affair and he does not respond to this woman's cries. Got that? He blames it on Mar Ukva, who's the head of the court, and says, let her go to the court. I have to listen to this. I have to spend time on this. Okay. Take a look at the outer commentary, and I mean outer, double outer, in small print. Gilyon Hashas. The Gilyon Hashas in the first entry. Go down one. You got it. Gemara, Gimel Mem, in bold, right? Rav Yehuda Ava Yosef, Rav Yehuda was sitting in front of Shmuel, he's quoting our Gemara, and on that Gemara, on our Gemara, he writes, Ayin Baba Basra Daf Yud Amid Beis, check out the Gemara in Baba Basra, which I believe we did take 10 for Talmud some time ago, a few years ago. Taisvis Dibra Hamaschel El Yonim. Taisvis over there mentions our Gemara. Nunhei Amar Aleph, if you're looking for. Taisvis over there is going on a Gemara which says that one of the Amoraim had an out-of-body experience and he kind of died and he saw heaven before he was restored. And his response when he came back was El Yonim Lamata. The top ones are on the bottom, and the bottom ones are on top. That it's Olam Hafuch Ra'isi. I saw a world that's backwards. Taisvis over there comments, he says, Pirish Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbeinu Chananel, who's the forerunner of Rashi, one of the early commentaries, De Amru HaGaonim, that the very early commentaries say, Shekabola biyadam, that there's a tradition in their hands, that Olam Hafuch, what does it mean, an upside down world, what did he see? Shera Shmuel Dahava Yosef Kamei de Rav Yehuda, that he saw the Rebbe Shmuel sitting as a student in front of Rav Yehuda, that in the world of truth, in the world to come, after they died, Shmuel, at least on this occasion, was reversed with Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda was considered greater because of this story. Because Shmuel did not take action about a bad affair that was going on. He wasn't moche, he didn't do what he could, he just blamed it on Mar Ukva. And in contrast, Rav Yehuda gave rebuke to Shmuel. In his own way, he quoted a pasuk in Mishlei and said, you're supposed to be doing something. And because Rav Yehuda was moche, he objected, and presumably coupled with the fact that Shmuel did not, when he was expected to do at least something, even if he can't fix it, but you should do something, you should sympathize, you should object. He just blamed it on Mar Ukva, the powers that be. Therefore, Taisvis quotes, authoritative, he writes, Rabbeinu Chananel, in the name of the Gaonim, this is our tradition. He says, from this source, they explain that Gemara, that's what it means, Olam Hafuch, it was a backwards world, because something he totally did not anticipate to see, Shmuel on the bottom, Rav Yehuda on top, that's what happened as a result of this Gemara. So this Gemara is only like half the story. And Gilyon Hashas is telling you, go look over there, that Taisvis finishes off the story. Very, very scary. You continue in the Gemara, and the Gemara says the same concept. The first word on the line where we're up to is Vigomer, and then it continues. Aleph Lamed, Omale Rav Zeira le Rav Simon, Rav Zeira said to Rav Siman, L'chachinu mar lahani devei Reish Galusa, why don't you give rebuke to the Reish Galusa, to this head of state, so to speak? Amaleh, makabli minoi, they don't listen to me. Amaleh, he said to him, afa gavda lo makabli, even if they don't listen, l'chachinu mar, you should still rebuke them because you don't want this blamed on you. You have to take action. And on a practical level, whatever we can do, and when we can't do, so there's a fascinating story with Rabbi Chanan Wasserman. He was in the United States, and they asked him a certain question. The press asked him a certain question, and he answered whatever he answered, and they twisted it into something that was very not Torah-oriented, something like Torah is outdated, and Shabbos is not important, whatever, they twisted it. So he tried to get a re-interview with the papers, and he tried to explain his position, and they refused. It just wasn't in. At that time, you were fighting a tide. It wasn't simple. So he called 10 Jews. He was in Chicago at the time. He called 10 Jews around the table, and he said, I was misquoted in the newspapers. I tried to retract it or correct it or whatever you want to call it, and they wouldn't let me. I have to clarify my position. And in front of 10 Jews, he declared his position, and he felt that was the best he can do. Mm-hmm. But that's this Gemara. Even if they won't listen to you, there's an obligation to declare the truth and clarify what position you take in the wrong that's being done. Have a great day.